Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that name. And in that name, Jesus, we come boldly to the throne of grace. Lord, we're here this morning. And I'm so grateful to God, the Godhead is standing. Pleased and thankful that we're apprehending the grace of God to be encouraged, Lord, to draw nigh. Hallelujah. With the assurance, the full assurance of faith, believing you for all things this morning. Now, Lord, you're prepared to bring forth your word because it's your desire to open our hearts, Lord God, to have us receive and to feed on the bread of life. Lord, help us to feast upon you this morning. Help us to understand how magnificent and what a moment this is that you have chose to sup with us. Lord, you cannot deny yourself. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, the sons have gathered today. Lord, we're here in your name and you're in the midst of us. Lord, it's so precious. Let it be the reality of it all that we're seated together with you today. Our home, hallelujah, our citizenship is in heaven. God, we are such a people at rest when we cease from our own works and enter in to the peace that passes all understanding. We thank you for this time, and may we magnify you and your greatness and your beauty. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, how wonderful, how mighty it is to gather in the name of Jesus. If you'd open up your Bibles with me today, we're going to the 26th Psalm. And in that second verse, we read, "Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart." Now, the Word of God tells us that without a vision, the people perish. And brothers and sisters, without a vision of the value or the great worth for the mark, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, we will grow cold. Our zeal and our enthusiasm will fade. But I'm here giving thanks to God. And I love that word, hallelujah. Praise to God in the highest. I'm here with you today that by His grace, the eyes of our understanding, they've been enlightened to see the exceeding riches of the value to reach forth, to press on toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That praise God that we are aware that there is an offering that is all pleasing to God to be filled with all the fullness of God. It's not just a saying, it's the reality of the very will, the very perfect and all in complete will of God. And I'm thankful to God that there's a destination in mind. It's ruling and reigning and being glorified together with Jesus Christ in the midst of the throne. Amen? Amen. I don't think you're too tired for this. But here in this verse, brothers and sisters, I really believe, as it does in many places in the Word of God, lies before us the answer to that destination. Take the reins. And the reins, brothers and sisters, is this place where the seat of all of our affection lies. It's the place where all of our affection lies. It's the very core of who and what we are. The hidden parts. The true treasure where our affection is set. And praise be to God, it's the question of the first love of our minds and our soul. It is. And as the Lord brought this to my heart, the reins, the place where the seat of all of our affections lie, and that is spelled R-E-I-N-S,
I'm so thankful that in order to really try that and to test that, he has to take the reins of our heart and soul. Like a horse that runs, praise be to God, with the one that's completely in control. As God brought this to my heart, I thought, how precious, Brother David, how inspiring the love of the Lord was in that brother's life to all of our hearts. He said in the Word, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Proverbs says, acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct thy paths. But brothers and sisters, there's something going on in this verse that I'm telling you, I sense here a tugging to another height of glory. And that it's, Lord, it's no longer my paths. Lord, it's no longer my steps. It's, Lord, take the reins. Man, he's been dealing with me again. It's kind of like I felt at times I've been trying to guide something here. And the Lord so gently touches my hands and says, no, son. You're mine. Let me have you. Surrender to me. Fall upon my breast. Quit trying and let go. Let me take you on into what I have placed in your heart. Brothers and sisters, it's time to lay it all on the altar. By his grace, to truly say, search me, Lord. I mean, we're getting down to the wee hours. Jesus is coming. We're seeing the Word of God fulfilled right before us. We see the world falling apart at the seams. All of these great societies and countries and all their wealth, we realize what a bunch of vapor it really all is. The clock is running down. The key has been lost. And there's no winding it back up again. It's just about over. Now, I say that with a big smile on my heart. Because I know that our time is just about to begin. Because the Lord's day is just about to come upon the scene. I'm so thankful that I expect to be there in the air the moment that he's going to start unleashing it all. The moment that he takes that precious body who has been hindering the devil going forth as a roaring lion. You see, he hasn't come forth like that yet. You may think he has, but no, he hasn't. I'm looking to the Word of God. This world hasn't seen anything yet. The horrors of man have been pretty great. All these poor people and children brutalized. Women raped, murdered, people slaughtered, macheted, put in gas chambers, and all of those things. The atrocities of man, because war is in the heart of man. There is nothing good about man. The only goodness is in man is in a man that lives no more, and it's Christ that liveth in me. But I say all that to say this, you haven't seen nothing yet. There's coming a time, brothers and sisters, where men will seek death and they will not find it. We're coming into a time right now that we know is so evident that the natural affections have left the heart of man. That their conscience has been seared with a rod of hot iron. That their love has grown cold. That their affections are on anything but God. That's the reality of it. Now, do you think it's time to look up? That's my only hope anymore. That's the only hope there is, by the way, anyways. And praise be to God as I look into this wonderful word that I begin to abound in that glorious hope that Jesus Christ and his sweet face could be before my eyes at any moment. Hallelujah. Now, you want him to take the reins of your heart? I sure do. Because I want him to take me right out of this place. I want him to will and to do of his good pleasure in me. I want him to search me and try me. But that's going to be, Lord, you take me where you want to go. And that's going to be, Lord, you take me at your pace. Come on. This is an entire package. When you hook your camel, praise God, to the Holy Spirit, you got to say, I will go. Amen? Amen now, come on. And he's come for your words. See, I love the word of God. I said, he heard you say, I will go. Well, I said it awful quiet, Lord. He said, well, I got good ears. I heard that. Well, I don't mean it as much as I did then. Well, I heard that when you did. That's the faithfulness of God. See, that's what's so beautiful. You cannot get away from him. He's a jealous God. He's a jealous lover. He loves you. Praise be to God. Irritate me all you want, Lord. I'm loving it. Hallelujah. I'm grateful to him for his love for me. But see, what grieves my heart as the Lord was bringing this to my mind and my soul is the enemy and how he manipulates man. And how he manipulates man to try to appeal to our feelings. And brothers and sisters, I'm going right to the heart of Christian man. That's what I'm talking about. We've been set apart unto God. We're his. And I'm thankful. But brothers and sisters, we are now the sons of God. And by his grace, God help us to start not just acting like it, but being who we are in Christ. And brothers and sisters, this wind of doctrine that keeps coming around all the time about you. And what I mean about that is this wind of doctrine that says, oh, well, we've got to find your purpose. Or I've got to help you find your calling, or the real hot button for religion today, and especially Christian religion today, is let us help us find your gift. Let us help you find your gift. Huh? Well, let me tell you something. You know, God doesn't work that way. It's by faith. And God help us to stand in that, brothers and sisters. See, our natural feeling, our natural self, we want to feel it. We want to see it. God doesn't work that way. Uh-uh. And he says very clearly in his word, as he said to Thomas, blessed are they that don't have to see it. Blessed are they, hallelujah, that just believe it. Am I around a believing company today? I believe I am. I believe we're in the time of the greatest faith there's ever been, brothers and sisters. I really do. I know it is. Because it's going to be the faith that meets him in the air. And that's the faith that he's poured out at this time. And you think of the good fight of faith that we're fighting right now, how the evil of man is at the height it's ever been. Believe it or not, it is. Because the word of God says that the evil of man will wax worse and worse. So I know that this evil is out like never before, and it's going to grow more and more. But praise the Lord that God has absolute purpose in that, and he's placed us in this time, and he's placed us in this state to win his very best. And it couldn't be any other way. It has to be this way because that's the word of God. And we'll never get away from it, brothers and sisters. You can try to turn it. You can try to change things. You can try to do whatever you want. But I'm learning how beautiful it is. Lord, you know what? Try the reins of my heart. And you know what you want to try in here, Lord? Is my heart set to let you do it? Is it going to be your way? Am I going to finish this? Praise be to God. I'm glad you did. See, there's even more than I'm glad I did. I'm glad you did. Praise be to God. Brothers and sisters, Abraham was called by God, and he went out, and he didn't have a clue where he was going. Do you know I'm thankful to God that even in a lot of ways, and I'm telling you, yes, he gives me thoughts and notes and all of this stuff, I step out of that place, and I step out of my house every day, and all I want to do is say, Lord, I don't have a clue where I'm going. Come on. Are we ready to go that way? How about this? Are we ready to be exercised like precious Philip? He had so much faith, he was just going to let God transport him wherever he was need to be. I was laughing about that. So far ahead of Star Trek, huh? Come on. It's all here. God had it all planned out before man could ever think it. But I'm so thankful to God that, brothers and sisters, oftentimes we have a thought and we say, well, you know, I'm going to go that way. And then we start to go and then we say, oh, and God, I'm trusting you. And by the way, get me there. Yeah. Yeah, I know you're laughing because you say, that's me. God help us from doing that. Because God's perfect way is not that way. God is saying, Lord, you've called me out. Here I am. I don't have a clue where I'm going. Do you ever hear that from a pulpit these days? You really don't. Oh, you got to know your purpose. You have to know your calling. You've got to be so finite about what you're doing. Thanks be to God. The only finite thing I know is by His grace, I'm reaching forth, I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I know that that walk and I know that way is only by grace. Grace. Faith. And brothers and sisters, what's so precious about faith is it tells me right here is it says it's the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence, praise God, of things not seen. Now let's break that down just for a moment. Because I have to testify to you how many times I micromanaged my life. I know I'm just speaking to me. You guys don't do that, do you now? I just am out here, all my dirty laundry is coming out, and I have micromanaged my life. See, I'm going to go do this, and I'm going to finish that. And then once I get that done, I'm going to start this, and then this is going to happen. All going to just fall into place like a big bunch of wood, hay, and stubble. And I'm so grateful to God I'm learning to live by faith and the abundance of living by faith, the abundance of life. I can't express it. All I can tell you is, by the grace of God, grab that peach that He's got right there in front of your face. Bite it. Live by faith. The assurance. The guarantee. That's what it means by the substance. It's the assurance and the guarantee of things hoped for. This is an assurance and a guarantee. His promises are yea and amen. It is impossible for God to lie. You going by sight? Then you're going to say, well, Lord, it didn't happen. I go by faith. I count those things which be not as though they were. Brother, you just got rose-colored glasses on. Oh, no. I'm just seated in the heavens in Christ, and I'm seeing things up in heaven. How about you? This is how we see those things which be not as though they were. It's the Word of God. Brothers and sisters, it is the conviction drawing nigh and full assurance of faith with unwavering confidence. That's the things that aren't seen. I see them more than I see you. They're more real to me by God's grace than looking at the pews in this building. Because I know the Word of God tells me the things which are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are forever. The things that are seen, all things are going to pass away. Heaven and earth, all of it's included. But the Word of God, it remains forever. It endureth forever. Now, what do you want to believe in? Praise the Lord. See, we need to know our Bibles because this is our faith. The life we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Now, I believe everybody in here, by God's grace, you're here for a good reason, because the Lord loves you, and in that, you love Him. Amen, amen, amen. But now we need to grow up in who we are. We need to understand by God's grace, and not just saying, well, you know, it says it over here, or it says it in there. No, it says it in here. It says it in here. His life lives in me. The power of who we are in Christ. That praise be to God, that sinless perfection, that life has entered my life. That it is finished. That I understand that one that bobbles along and fails and flails and all, that's not Christ who lives in me. got quiet. I'm looking at the sons of God. I'm looking at ones that are seated together in the heavens in Christ. I'm looking at the citizens of heaven. And by God's grace, growing up into the aristocracy of forever. Do you know who you are in Christ? Do you know what He wants you to be? Do you know the plan, the provision, the power that He so sweetly preaches? He says, come unto me, come unto me. Take. Let the Holy Spirit give the things of mine and make them yours. Let you see that you have been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. That you are Lord of all. You were born that because of His seed. The seed that remaineth. You hear this every Sunday. You hear this every Wednesday. You get on your knees if you come on Friday and you say, Lord, help me believe it. Isn't it time now to believe the Word of God? To rise up. To let Him put that song in your heart. And I'm talking the song of the wedding march. I remember after a service one time, Bob was practicing the wedding march. I said, shoot, we should play that every time after the service. Maybe it'd wake you up. It's what it's about. He's got a wife in mind. That's what this age is about. Not just a born a bunch of children. No, He said, grow up. Many daughters have done virtuously, wonderful. I'm thankful for those daughters. But I want to be in the company of, but Thou excellest them all. Not because it glorifies me, but because it magnifies Him. Because it's His grace. It's His grace to the utmost to be filled with all the fullness of His grace. That's the masterpiece. To say, Lord, I do believe Your word. I understand it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And it's not just a little life. It's His whole life. And praise be to God, growing up in all things in Christ. All of those wonderful things. Just like His life, He came as a baby. Isn't that wonderful? Came as a baby, but it didn't end there. It just started. When you're born of God, you're a baby. You're an infant. And you grow up and you feed upon milk. And then it transfers over to other foods. But what He wants is He wants you to feast upon the meat. The meat. Get that full set of teeth that you can come and feast on me. Grow up. Be ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. That was Brother Paul who said that. Now that sounds a lot like Jesus Christ. No credit to Paul because that's who it is. And as Paul said, it's not only to me, but to all them. All them also that love His appearing. I'm looking at some. Praise the Lord. Because I'm not looking at you, I'm looking at Christ in you. It's the glorified ones. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. Oh, I got to hurry along. We only have an hour left. I've been gone a while. I thought I got triple time. But you ask Jonah. He had a lot of good intentions in a way. Oh, I'm going to go to Tarshish. That's what he wanted to do. See, God wanted him to go to Nineveh, but those people, they were unruly there. They weren't going after the Lord. And you research about where Tarshish and what was going on there, you know, there were some revivals going on there. Well, I want to go over there. Well, that wasn't God's plan. Nineveh, never forget this, the place of abiding. And I found the place of abiding is usually the place that I'm not thinking. It's usually the complete opposite of where I usually wanted to go. Because it's not going to be Christ that, I mean, it's not going to be me that does it. It's going to be Christ that does it all. See, it's got to be a place that truly makes me uncomfortable. A place that a lot of times that I'm weak and infirm. And why? So that He can be strong. That He can be magnified. See how this works? The pattern's always there, brothers and sisters. The Father has but one plan, and that's to magnify His Son. And that all of the praise and all of the glory and all of the thanks is going to my Son. I'm going to show you by my grace that it wasn't you. And the only way I'm going to do that is I'm going to take you into places that you cannot otherwise be but for me. It's not the lotus land of ease when you take up your cross. Matter of fact, it's completely the opposite. It's unknown. But as that sweet pastor brought to us in that final sermon, it's the unknown door that's the path to the new inheritance. Praise be to God. Now, I can testify to you time and time again of a lot of different things. But the one thing I know in the Word of God is it doth not appear what we shall be. Amen? We start looking at one another, and whoo, man, we totally miss that. And we start looking at the circumstances in our life, and it's not going to even appear what it shall be. Huh? But I'm thankful to God that we can call those things that be not as though they were. But see, oftentimes we got a lot of big talk. And I'll get at the front of the line, oh, Lord, I want to go from glory to glory. I want to realize all of these things, Lord, that you have for me. But as I just mentioned about the unknown door, let me tell you something. A glory is something you've never seen, son. A glory is something you don't know anything about. It's a place where you can even embrace something you never thought you could embrace. It's going to be a place, son, where you're going to be satisfied and content in a place that maybe you avoided all your life. See, I want to quit having big plans and nowhere to go. I like that saying. Oh, you got big plans, you got nowhere to go. I know he's got somewhere to go, so I know it's got to be his plan, so I better not have any plans. Amen? Amen. See, I think about all of these precious brothers and sisters in the Lord. You think about sweet Joseph. Do you think he, you know, was born and grew up and said, oh man, I want to go to Egypt and I want to be second in command of all of Egypt and that's my goal in life? I'll guarantee you he never thought any of that. He was raised to stay away from Egypt. He was raised and understood that that's where the ungodly were, was in Egypt. But God had a plan. God had a masterful plan. I'm going to show you a man that truly another man after my own heart. And I'm going to raise him right up in the heart of Egypt. I'm going to have him around those ungodly and those unworthy. I'm going to have him about those that worship idols and mock me and curse me. And I'm not only going to raise him there, I'm going to have him be the man. Think on these things. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You don't know what he has for you. And I don't want to think about it because it would scare me. I just know that when I'm there, he's already prepared me by his grace to walk through that door. And not only for my life, I got to get my eyes off of your life too. And please get your eyes off of my life. And let's get our eyes on his life. Praise be to God. His ways are beyond finding out. I'm sure Joseph's daddy thought, oh Lord, what is going on? What has happened here? I mean, he thought his son was dead for all that time. And then his brother's finding all these things out, and Joseph even thinking about himself. Lord, you sure we, you know, did something happen here? We get off course maybe here? No. By God's grace, it held him there. He knew God was for him. That's why he would serve the Lord, because of grace. Lord, I know you know. Just like Peter said, Lord, thou knowest. Lord, you know what you are doing. You got to quit thinking about what you're doing in life. You really do. I'm glad you're quiet. Do you see what I'm saying?
Do you see more importantly what God's saying? Tend upon the things of the Lord without distraction. I get tended upon my life, I'm going to be distracted. I start tending upon what I think I need to be and what I need to do in life and how I need to be this and how I need to do that. My goodness, brothers and sisters, put God first and you'll be the right man and woman that the Lord would have you to be. This isn't a 1 through 10 list of you do this and this and this. You just live. Christ liveth in me. You be. You accept and embrace the grace of God that, Lord, it's no longer I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. And by his grace, Lord, all I want to be is willing. By your grace, let me be willing. Let me show up. You will fill me up. This is it. And we're being bombarded in so many different ways that this is what we need to do and this is how we need to act and all of these things. Just live. Christ liveth in me. It's so awesome. Brothers and sisters, we're about to step into our forever. Our day is about to begin. I am so grateful to God. I do heartily each day what he puts before me because of his grace. But I don't care if I'm digging a ditch. I don't care if I'm wiping up in a lavatory. It doesn't matter to me anymore. Praise the Lord, I want to win his best. And I know that if it's that heart that is set upon him that says, Lord, I just want your grace to win you, he'll put me in that day of what I'm supposed to be doing, and it doesn't matter. I hope you remember this one, because you're going to be tried with it. I will assure you again and again in your life, because the enemy will sit there and he's thinking he's going to disappoint you with this. Oh, watch me get them with this one, Lord. I'm going to take their job. I'm going to pull that rug out from them. Let me tell you something, old stupid devil. God had to allow you to do that, you dummy. Yes, yes. I had to allow you to do that to him. And it's not to trip him up. It's not to fault him up. It's to show a good and faithful servant. When you said, I will go, you mounted up on the camel. You didn't know where you were going. But I'm going to tell you something. It's a desert out there, and it is. It's got storms. It don't have much water, an oasis here and there, and you don't know when they're going to pop up. But God does, and he'll give you the reprieve. But he's going to have you in that furnace for however long it's going to be. He's taken the reins of your heart. And praise be to God, he doesn't let go of him in the furnace. Praise the Lord. He's still got it. I love that. And you got to know your life is the same way too. Oh, we put 3 in there. And man, my goodness, there's 4 walking around there. And there's 1 that looks like the Son of Man. That is your life. Praise be to God, that's your life. I'm excited for us, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. If it was any other way, it wouldn't be the Word of God. If we all sat in here with our ties on and our dresses and all proper and this and sitting here, that's not the Word of God. He's drawn us from all kindreds and tongues and nations and people. He's drawn us from all lives. Hallelujah. But we're here for one purpose, and that's to magnify him. See, get out of yourself. Get out of all of that stuff. Well, this is the way that I think it should be. Well, you know what? You will not win God's best in thinking, well, this is the way I think it should be. It's not going to happen. It's the thing that you think not that he's going to win his best in you with. And it is. He'll take the greatest defeat in your life where somebody said, oh man, they're gone, they're wiped out, they'll never come back. And here they are into another set of glory. Hallelujah. Oh yes. Oh Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I want to give you a little testimony to close this up. Huh.
She's leaving, so she'll be kind of upset with me maybe this next week because she's going away for a week, my wife. But it's all because I love the Lord, and I love how the Lord has been such a testimony in her life to me. But when we first got married, she didn't come to live in a better home. She came to live in a little 700 square foot, little rental that looked like it was decorated by the Mad Hatter. It's the truth. I could not give you a vision of really what that looked like. And then shortly thereafter, I was the great singer. And we had to go to Europe. And I believe the Lord so sweetly opened that door. And here I drug her off to Hamburg, Germany in the dead of winter. You don't know what cold is. You don't. Sitting up on that sea and that wind blowing in. And we were there and, oh my goodness, we got it made, honey. Got a contract. Going to sing at this opera house. Then I'll be over in this country, and we're going to have a time. And I can honestly say, she never said a word. Just smiled and loved me. And I can honestly say, I was just so insensitive to the fact that I didn't know what was really going on. But then the Lord encouraged my life, and he said, son, this chapter's over. He said, I want you to go home. And I remember turning to her. We were walking because I'd been thinking about it. There's a little park with a lake around it right outside the place we were staying. We were walking out there, and we were bundled up real tight. And I said, honey, I got something to tell you. I said, I know this sounds crazy, but I believe the Lord's told me that this isn't for us. We're going home. And all she could do was start crying. And I realized at that time, you know, she was pretty miserable. She didn't like it there. But I would have never known because she was with her first love. And how that speaks to my heart time and time again. And that's just for a temporal time, for an unworthy, no good, nothing. And we're talking about the first love with the forever of the one who could be nothing but faithful. It's a temporal time. But right now we're faced with the forever. And brothers and sisters, I ask us as we go today, do we really love him enough to let him take the reins? Really, do you? Do you really want to win him? Lovest thou me more than these? I mean, we're getting cornered to the last bit of it. Some of us have sat in this place a long time. Heard this message over and over. But I'm going to tell you something. You still got room to grow. And I'm encouraged this morning to tell each and every one of us in the Lord's word, do you surrender all? Do you surrender all? Is our expectation from him, is he captivating our thoughts? Is it a life that's by faith? Do we believe that he's well able to perform the good work which he's begun? Are we trusting him that he will finish the race course in us with a full joy? We're closing in. And we're closing in on the manifestation of the sons of God. And just as he told that sweet brother John and made it known, that's the disciple whom I loved. He's getting ready to let a company be made known to all that I have loved thee. Is that the passion? Is that the consuming of our heart? Is that truly the theme if by any means I might attain unto that company? And I ask you today to sit here a little bit longer, maybe after we sing, in prayer. Lord, give me the grace. Give me the grace. Search me. Try me, examine me. Take those reins and know my heart. Bring the sincerity. Bring the sincerity. If I'm breathing another breath, I still ain't sincere enough yet. I'm not worried about it. I'm thankful. But bring the sincerity to win your best. Let's bow our heads. Father, we're hearing you today. We're hearing your word that you love us. And Lord, I know there's young people here today that are getting ready to go back to school, getting ready to start school, thinking about going to school. God, let this message speak to them. Don't let them miss it. God, the wealth, the magnitude of your word and what you desire is just too great. Lord, help us not to miss this love. Help us not to miss this love wherewith we are loved. Lord, enlighten, illuminate the eyes of our understanding to go on, to fight, to stand, to withstand, and having done all, to stand. In Jesus' name, amen.